Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned in to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, want to welcome you again and thank you for being tuned to the program. Afghanistan is continuing and will be, by the way, in the news for a long time now. A long time now, and I'm very pleased to welcome one of America's true Middle East experts. I want to welcome Cynthia Farahat to the program. Cynthia, welcome. So good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Pastor Greg.
It is my pleasure. Well, let's begin with, I mentioned to the audience yesterday that you had put out an article in American Thinker where you outlined why you believe that what we're seeing right now was going to happen, and in large part because we were negotiating with terrorists. We can go back and look at the Bo Bergdahl trade and the fact that those five generals are now running things over there. We can go back and look at Bergdahl's parents basically claiming that the White House had been now and America was conquered by Islam in that press conference. But talk to me about the things that you're seeing right now, and what are the greatest dangers to America right now?
So if you remember, Pastor Greg, we talked in 2018. The article you're referring to, I believe, I wrote it in 2020. Mm-hmm. Because it's a warning for, unfortunately, everything I said was going to happen. Unfortunately, it happened. And when we talked in 2018, it was because I was expressing my concern for then Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad, who was the U.S. Special Representative of something called Afghanistan Reconciliation. And I was very suspicious of this man and his role in normalizing relations between the American government and the mass murderers and criminals of the Taliban. While the ambassador signed that peace treaty in 2020, he signed it with Mullah Baradar. Mullah Baradar is a mass murderer who has killed at least 200 Americans in Afghanistan. He signed that peace treaty and he shook his hand. It's a one-sided peace treaty of surrender of America, unconditional surrender to the Taliban, and reversal of everything this country has been fighting for since 9/11. Now, that began in 2011, and that's Barack Obama's regime's policy.
In 2011, that began when he started to open conversations with the Taliban. And then in 2012, he released the five Taliban terrorists, co-founders of the Taliban themselves, and he sent them to Qatar. A year later, in 2013, they founded something called the Political Office of the Emirate of Afghanistan. Now, what is Afghanistan called right now? The Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. They changed the name of the country to the same name of the political office that was founded by Qatar, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Obama in 2013. So it's not a conspiracy theory when they tell you exactly what they're planning to do. And then we go all the way to 2015, and something incredible happens. Ayman al-Zawahiri, the head of Al-Qaeda, gives bay'ah, which is the Islamic oath of allegiance, to the Taliban. That makes the Taliban the actual head of Al-Qaeda. So when anyone talks about the Taliban, they're talking about Al-Qaeda. And then he renewed his oath of allegiance in 2016 to the chief leader of the Taliban, who is called Hibatullah Ikhwanzada. And this guy is the current ruler of Afghanistan. That current ruler of Afghanistan is the head of Al-Qaeda. Isn't that incredible?
Well, and one of the things that you mentioned in that article, that relationship, that our ambassador for America is, signing documents with a known murderer at the time. I tried to explain to my audience yesterday, because a number of these things happened while President Trump was in office. There were things that continued to take place while he was in office. And I was explaining to them that, he was expecting that these departments that he was taking over as the president of the United States would follow the policies that he attempted to institute. And I shared with him that I have an eyewitness that said that one of the department heads in one of their meetings flat out said in 2017, any directions that you get from the White House, you are to disregard.
This is only escalating because these people have not been brought to justice. These people have been committing war crimes in Afghanistan right now, and they are not held accountable. When the way America left Afghanistan was horrific. They left a significant amount of military gear and equipment and weaponry for the Taliban. That's funding Al-Qaeda. That's treason.
Yeah.
Funding Al-Qaeda is treason.
Well, one of the other things...
There should be an investigation.
Absolutely. Well, one of the other things that I think, you and I had talked about briefly before you came on air, and that is the issue of our southern border and the Al-Qaeda operatives that have come into our country and are coming into our country because of this open border. They are now basically going to be green-lighted by the Taliban that control Afghanistan. Am I correct in that assumption?
You are absolutely correct. Unfortunately, Pastor Greg, you are right. And that's exactly... In 2006, Muslim Brotherhood, Kuwaiti Muslim Brotherhood leader, said that they have their eye on the southern border because they could, he said, we could literally smuggle anthrax. We could do anything we want. That was in 2006. Mm-hmm. And now, who is this regime, this Biden regime working with? Where is their allegiance? How are they allowing these atrocities to happen across the world? Afghanistan now is going to become a playground for terrorists. And I have a theory about the timing of leaving Afghanistan in that fashion.
And it's not a coincidence that last month, the Muslim Brotherhood regime in Tunisia fell. There's a significant connection there because Tunisia was the last safe haven for Muslim Brotherhood terrorists to operate with impunity. While they are still powerful in other countries, such as Morocco, Qatar, and Turkey, and even Israel, they did not have that level of freedom. And now they're getting chased by the Tunisian legal system after they were discovered that they were operating a secret apparatus, terrorism apparatus, where they were assassinating the opposition. Now we will see. I'm pretty confident that this will happen. All the Muslim Brotherhood terrorists fleeing from across the world to Afghanistan for military training to revive Al-Qaeda, exactly as they did in 1982. Exactly the same thing happening over and over again. Then the United States government was arming Al-Qaeda, and now when they left these weaponry behind, they did arm Al-Qaeda again.
Do you think that...
Which side are they on?
I've heard some that have suggested, too, that China is going to be not far behind as far as coming alongside the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in supporting their efforts to basically become a terror center against U.S. allies and the U.S. mainland itself.
That's 100% true. I wrote an article in 2018 where I said, it was an Arabic article, where I said that China has succeeded in Afghanistan in what the Soviet Union failed to do. Do you know that China has colonies inside Pakistan? They have colonies of Chinese civilians and Chinese police. They have their own Chinese colony with their own police system inside Pakistan and within also the borders of Afghanistan. They have invaded these countries under the guise of revamping and fixing their infrastructure. They are controlling now significant, and that has never been reported in mainstream media. Never. That China has a colony with its own police. They succeeded in what the Soviet Union failed to do. So, yep. Of course, China is going to use them for proxy wars in the Middle East against moderates like Sisi and the UAE and the new Saudi government and America and Europe.
Well, what about India, too?
Oh, my God.
You know, I mean, what about the danger to our... Because truly, right now, the United States has Israel... And I'm thinking about natural allies to our country, Israel,
right.
Japan, and India. And then, as you mentioned, there's relationship with UAE and Saudi Arabia, really for them out of necessity. But, you know, Israel, Japan, and India are our primary allies at this point. Europe, I would say, is lost to Islam, is it not?
Europe is lost. I don't even look at it. And to be honest with you, I just don't look at it anymore. They are not going to fix their problems without a civil war. That's what the Islamists in England and in France and Germany are saying, that it's only civil war is going to reverse that course. So honestly, yeah. And sadly, I gave up on Europe. But you are right. But the UAE and Egypt have become significant ideological allies. They, the articles that are coming out of Egypt and coming out of the UAE are incredibly they're right on the money. So much so that I didn't need to write anything in Arabic because they said everything I want them to say.
Wow.
Everyone is terrified. Yeah. I have had like 50 messages from Muslims freaking out. They think we're going to get
slaughtered. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got to take a quick break. Folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, back with more right after this brief break. Get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I'll be right back right after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest is Cynthia Farahat. Cynthia, very quickly, tell people how they can follow your writings and follow you to stay abreast on these important issues.
Absolutely. They can subscribe to my website, It's my full name, Cynthia Farahat, FARAHAT.com. And you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook before I get banned.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
It's only a matter of time, right?
There you go. There you go.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Cynthia Farahat, FARAHAT.com. CynthiaFarahat.com. And you can follow her there. And then tell folks where they can get your book.
Oh, my book is still going to be out in March 2022.
Okay. Can they pre-order?
Not yet, okay. But I will sure let you know as right. soon as it's available.
Okay. We'll save that. That's a teaser, folks. You've been teased. All right. Cynthia, what can the average American do right now? Because truly, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not trying to speak death or fear to you, I want you to be prepared. Obviously, this is an evil like we truly, it's hard to wrap our minds around here in the West, but this is an evil, and we need to, A, pray against, because there is a spiritual battle here and a spiritual war. We can pray against that. What do we physically need to be doing to get ourselves prepared for this? And what do we need our representatives to do on a national level?
We should, first of all, everyone should contact their representatives and ask them to explain what they are going to do about what is happening in Afghanistan and how they are going to hold this regime accountable for providing them with military weapons and with political legitimacy. So you need to contact your representative for answer. Okay. I'm a new immigrant to this country, and I value the First Amendment more than anything because I had books banned in Egypt. A book about blasphemy law was banned in Egypt because it attacks blasphemy laws. So exercise your First Amendment and peacefully discuss and express your dissent against these policies and the crimes that are taking place in Afghanistan. And to exercise your First Amendment, the only reason you have it is because you have a Second Amendment.
Yes.
So exercise your Second Amendment.
Exercise your Second Amendment and get ready.
If you want to keep the First. If you want to keep the First, that's your only way.
Yeah.
Right now, Afghanistan, the Taliban, they're seizing weapons. This is like the typical totalitarian overtake of a nation, seizing weapons, banning speech, and then taking property in that order.
And I would suggest that we tell our state representatives, especially in places like Texas, it is time, absolutely, right now, the governor should add to and make sure we are defending our infrastructure, especially the electrical infrastructure. Folks, an EMP attack is probably imminent at this point, honestly. That's going to be the first thing. They're going to want to bring us down to their level, and an EMP attack is the way that they do that. So we need to be individually prepared to protect ourselves, and that means invoking our Second Amendment, and don't let them take away your Second Amendment, because that's step one to getting us ready for them to come in and do what we could probably hardly even imagine could happen here in our country. It's so critical. And tell these senators that they need to take action. I'll be back right after this.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive 2 free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. 1 Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.